the Russian business girl. He married a Bas Halakhotam.
Oh.
His father-in-law continued to learn Bar Soloveitchik years after everybody else. He was already always coming to the shul.
Actually, Rebbe, I'm sorry. One other thing I wanted to mention that I completely forgot. Oh, sorry, guys. There's one other thing. Yeah, thank you, Rebbe, for reminding me. That is probably the most important advice. Is marrying someone, you're all going to be in Shidduchim, marry someone who will be supportive of what you want to do and want to accomplish. But there's some things you have to understand. Number one, it's a good idea to look into her parents and see what kind of atmosphere the girl grew up in. She could say, yes, she wants to support her husband who's learning. But when she has three kids crying at night and it's very hectic at home, and she had a full day and you had a full day, and you say, at 9 o'clock, I have to go to Marv and then my Chavrusa, and I'll be home at 11:15. And she just, but what do you mean? I can't do this myself. So I'm not saying you should pass someone this, but it's an important factor. If she grew up and she saw that her mother always supported her father and understood that it's as important for her husband to go to work as it is for him to have Chavrusa, so she will have grown up with it. It's going to be in her bones. And that's, it's not the only element, but it's a very important thing to think about when you're in Shidduchim, is people say certain things, but if it's grown up in them, in their bones, then it's a lot easier for them to, it's not easier for them to do, it's important for them to do, is to support you. But there's something else important to know. If you want your wife to support you in your learning and your Ketina Vodas Hashem, it means you have to support her too. So it means that you can't say, I got home from work and I'm leaving and I'll see you tomorrow morning. You have to show her that you're willing to pitch in. So let me do the laundry. Let me help sweep. Let me help clean. Let me help with the kids. So that when you want to go to learn, she understands it's a partnership. It's not that she's your shifra. So this is maybe Dvarim Pshutim for some people. For other people, they need a reminder. But really, it's very important to make sure that you're looking to the girl, that she understand where she comes from. And you know what? If you decide that this is a wonderful person and she's going to be my Karis Abayis, but she didn't grow up like that, so then you have to change your expectations. You can't get frustrated if she's not being as supportive as you had thought she would be, when you should have known that that's not what you were looking for. So reset your expectations. But it's very important. And maybe also you should make sure that the girl you're dating also has realistic expectations of what real life is like. So she may want to become a doctor, but it's very challenging to be a Jewish mother ever, especially nowadays, and also have a full-time demanding profession. People could do it. They're usually exceptions. And there's a trade-off. If she's going to be very involved in her profession and you're going to be involved in your profession, so who's going to raise your children? So you can outsource it, but that comes at a cost. So these are things that are very real, and I'm sure any person you meet of those people you go out and talk to will tell you the truth, that there's a trade-off and you really need a parent at home loving the children, taking care of the children, devoted to the children. And if you're hiring someone to do it for you, you'll pay psychologist bills down the road, because it doesn't always work out so great. So anyway, so that... Okay.
Yashir Kaya. Okay. This year the yeshiva is learning Chulin, the high school through the college. We are up to Lamed Beis Amar Aleph, the first Mishnah. Nofel Sakan V'Higbiya. He dropped a knife. Meaning in the middle of Shechita. He's in the middle of Shechita. He drops the knife and he picks it up. So there's a long pause till he drops it, till he picks it up. Or Nofel Kelo V'Higbiya. His pants fell down in the middle of the Shechita. And he picks up his beged. And he has a long pause in the middle of the shechita. Or he sees that the knife is not too sharp. So in the middle of the shechita, he takes the knife out from the neck of the animal. Hishchis asakin. He faints in the middle. If there's a shehi in the middle of the shechita, so she is one of the chamishil shechita, so it passes. So we discussed a lot that shehi in the middle of Mikra Megillah, in the middle of Shemana Esra, in the middle of Tkir Shofar, Shok, Delig, Maskula, is a machlokes and the Gemara, whether it's Mevatel Tzirif or not. So that's one aspect of Shia over here. But then we had another aspect that Rashi had a chiddush. If you do a shechita b'shia, it makes the animal an avail, even though you didn't have to be mitzarev. Rashi had the chiddush that it was an abayad alev shita before. What about chalada b'miyot simonim? What about shia b'miyot simonim? That's later on this daf. Shia b'miyot basra. Chalada b'miyot basra. Even though he already finished the shechita, the animal is kosher already. But if he pauses, he does a shia and then he does the miyot basra of the simon basra. The shia, even though you didn't need it, it's not a question that there's no tziruf. You don't need a tziruf. Shechita b'shia, pasels, makes the animal unveiled. That was a chiddush of Rashi. Okay. What's the definition of shia? How long? How long of a pause? Short, let's say in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, how long of a pause is it? Shok delik maskula? So you don't say, well, if he's an ategibor, shok delik maskula, how long would it take him to go from ategibor to the end of Shemoneh Esrei? And if he's up to Sim Shalom or Shalom Rav, how long that would it take him to go from that point to the end? No, the shia was always the same. Shok delik maskula mitchila v'yatzof. Who, some people say Shemoneh Esrei for a half an hour. Other people say Shemoneh Esrei for 3 minutes. Does it depend on the average person, or do you go l'chumra? Does it depend on the person who will finish the Shemoneh Esrei in the shortest amount of time? So usually, dinim depend on an Adam Beinoni. Here in Shulchan Aruch, it says it doesn't depend on an Adam Beinoni. It depends on each person individually. We have some dinim that depend, shiurim that depend on the person individually. When you do kmitza, so the Mishnah that says, if a kohen has a big fist or a small fist, kmitza depends on the size of the hand. On lugmav, depends on how big your mouth is. One has a bigger mouth, has a bigger shear. Lugmav is the shear deraisa for drinking on Yom Kippur. Chatz shear is asman atar to take a sip of water. Less than lugmav is also an isa deraisa, but there's no karis. Karis is only if you do a shear sholim. And sometimes the halacha says you have to eat. A choyla sometimes has to eat pachas mikashir. So how do you figure out how much is meloy lugma? So it's not a standard shear for everybody the same. It depends on each person individually. So here by shia, it goes, how long would it take to shech the animal from the beginning to the end? That's the whole story. So the Gemara says, there's a machlokes between the Tanakhama and Reb Shimon. I'm sure kedei shechita psula. Reb Shimon, I'm sure kedei bikur. What does it mean, bikur? What is bikur? Rashi, Meforish b'Gemara. What does the Gemara say, bikur? Checking the knife to see if it has any pegimus. Before you shech the animal, you're supposed to check the knife to see if it has pegimus. If it has a pegimus on the knife, so the shechita is going to make it nevelum. So the shear kedei shok delig maskula depends on checking the knife plus shechting the animal. Is there one shear for all animals? Or do you say daka to daka, gasa to gasa? Behema daka is smaller, behema gasa is bigger and fatter. Oaf takes much less time to shech than a behema daka. So are there three different shearim? Could they oaf la oaf? Could they daka to daka? Could they gasa to gasa? So that was a machlokes in the Gemara. We saw the Rambam, this part we discussed already. The Rambam paskins daka la daka begasa la gasa, and then he says behema la of. How can it be behema la of? If a daka has its own shear, a gasa has its own shear, and daka has its own shear. Even though the behema daka, behema gasa, they're both behemas, you don't say there's one shear for both. So kavachaymer, of should have its own shear. What does the Rambam paskin kedei behema la of? Why is he make a like that in Sapella? The Mesekelim asked the Kasha, so we said over the Teretz, when the Tzlach, very questionable, he said a Chiddush Nifla. The Tzlach said that Kedei Behema Le Oaf is not to be taken literally, how long would it take to shech the Behema? It should be Daka the Daka, Gasa the Gasa, Kabachayma Oif Le Oaf. He says the question is, how long would it take to shech an Oaf, to shech one Siman of the Oaf, to shech two Siman? Because the Gemara said on the first piece of Gemara in the second period, the Mishnah says, Hashechet sounds like the Yevon. Hashechet echad boif and shnai bebehem shchitos et shera. The Gemara says it's only good by the Yevon lechatchila not. What's not lechatchila? What do you want him to do? Shech tzatu simon and bebehema. It's only good by the Yevon. What do you want him to do lechatchila? The Gemara gave two suggestions. Either means lechatchila by behema, you shouldn't rely on rubik kekuloi. Rav, Ruba Kekulav, the Kana Ruba Kekulav Devation, the Chatchilish is Shech Kola Kana Kolavation. And B'dyevit, if he Shecht Rav, is good. And the other Pshat thing was, if he Shecht one Simen Ba'ayv, either the Kana or the Vation is good, B'dyevit, the Chatchilish is Shech both. Is that a Lachatchila Deraisa, Lachatchila Derabonon? That the Gemara suggests that there's a Lachatchila. So the Kesem Mishnah learned in the Rambam, and the Rambam says Lachumra. So the Kesem Mishnah says, the Rambam obviously understood that it was a question of a Lachatchila Deraisa, and Safik Deraisa Lachumra. That's what the Kesem Mishnah learned in the Rambam. We saw the Leivariyeh, and that Gemara pointed out that if you look earlier in the first parak on Daf Yutes, that was Machlekes Abai Rashi V'Tosfos. Whether these two lechatchilas, as the Gemara says here, lechatchila sheshecht both simon and the kana and the veishet by the oaf, or lechatchila by the behemi sheshecht kol simon, shouldn't rely rubik kekuloi? So that was Machlekes whether that's a lechatchila deraisa or lechatchila derabbanan. So that's what the Tzlach interprets in the Rambam. It's questionable interpretation. Daka le daka, gasa le gasa means every animal depends on how long would it take to shecht that animal. And certainly oaf le oaf, how long would it take to shecht the oaf? But when you're talking about shechting the oaf, do you mean shechting one simon on the oaf, or shechting two simonim on the oaf? So l'chatchila is supposed to shecht, maybe even l'chatchila deraisa. Supposed to shecht two, both the kana and the veshet, the two simonim both. So that's what it meant, behema loif. Doesn't mean how long would it take to shecht the behema. How long would it take to shecht the both simonim of the oaf? The question, does it really fit into the Gemara and the Rambam? That's what it means. Behema loif means shechting an oaf with the two simonim. It's a little bit of a stretch, but that's what the Tzlach suggested. If I read further on, what is the Machlekes of Shimon and Tanakama over here? How long is Shok de Ligmar Skula? It doesn't mean Biko Chochem. He's shechting in the slaughterhouse, or he's shechting on the lawn in the yeshiva. So how long would it take him to walk to the rabbi? The rabbi lives 20 minutes away. How long would it take to walk to the rabbi? The rabbi, Mishim Kvodo Shal Chochem, supposed to show the chalav, supposed to show the knife to the rabbi before. Shouldn't check on your own. How long would it take to walk to the rabbi to check the chalav and then to come back and check? Come on. The Sata de Berach HaLashiur Nigmar says, how far away does the rabbi live from the Beis HaShechita? That doesn't make sense. The Gemara says, no, we're talking, the Sheikh himself is the Chacham. How long would it take me, if I'm the Sheikh, how long would it take me to be Beidik the Sakin and to do the Shechita? That's the Shir of Shok de Ligmar Skula. Then the Gemara says, there's also machlekes. Normally, Rashi explains, normally the kana is on the outside, and the veshet is behind the kana. So normally you cut first the kana, and then you cut the veshet. If you want, you can pull the veshet out, shecht the veshet before shechting the kana. But normally you shecht the kana first. And normally, an animal, a cow, let's say, a steer, so it walks on all four, and normally the kana is, let's say this is the animal with the feet and the head is hanging down. So you don't shecht the animal milamata lamaila. The Gemara said, we shecht milamata lamaila is kasha. We had the Gemara before, it's even mutal lachatchila, the shecht. Even though there may have been a concern, it may turn out that it will be drasa, because the animal is still alive. So the animal will push his head down, so it will come out that you do shechita bedrasa, and there was no keragamer. The animal turned its head down. But still, the Gemara says if the Shoichet thinks that everything was under control, so it's kosher, it's mutar even lechatchila. But the normal practice is that you don't shecht an animal while it's on all four. You turn the animal upside down on its back, and then you shecht. And you shecht first the corners in front of the Vashon. You shecht like that. So the Gemara says that's a machlekes satanoim. Kadesh yagibeinu yabitzenu v'yishcha daka v'gasa v'gasa. That's a shayla. How much time would it take to be boidik to suck and then to take the animal, turn it on its back on the floor, and then to shecht? It's quite a long shear. It's not the Baishman Esrei, Shok Nelig Maskula. I don't think it includes walking back three steps, walking forward three steps. I mean, how long would it take for you to say the Shman Esrei from the beginning to the end? Over here, it's how long would it take for you to be boidik to suck and to take the animal, put it on the floor? All the hachanas are included. Quite a chiddush. So Gemara said that's ikar b'nai. That's a machlokes satanoim. Whether kadesh yag behena v'yar bitzena is also included. Then the Gemara had Rabbi's din. Shechet b'sak and ro'o. The sharper the knife is, so the faster the job is going to be done. If it's not so sharp, it's a fat knife, that job is going to take a long, long time. So let's say he's shechting, and it takes him a half an hour to shecht. So should I consider that shiur? So he said, Rabbi said, Chiddush, no, afil kalayam kulay, shere, that's not. He's shechting with a knife that's not that sharp, and it's going to take a very long time to finish the shechita. But he didn't know any shia at all. So the Gemara said, that's okay. That's not considered shia.
Would you say that when you have to turn the animal over, it's just when you're pushing it off a ledge or something, so it's much shorter shear?
Again, what did he say?
When the shear for the Gemara is cool, if we just say that it's when you push the animal off a ledge, so it's not as long to turn it over when it's just standing. Isn't there a Gemara later on?
What do you mean push it off a leg? I'm not...
You push it off a ledge, so when it falls... And it's on its back, so you can shaft it quicker.
So therefore what?
It's a shorter shear than to turn it over if it was just standing on the ground.
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. It's a Gemara later. Okay. I'm not familiar. Okay. The Gemara has a suffix. She is Mao Shein. What if he does a shear now for a minute? Then he continues to shaft, then he has another shear for a minute. Let's say the shear is 4 minutes. He does a shear now, then he shechts, and he does another shear, then he shechts, and he does another shear. They add up all the shears. So the Gemara has a suffix. It's a suffix in the Gemara. And in Pesachim, there's such a suffix. If you mix flour with water and you let it sit for a long time, it's going to turn into chametz. So what if you let it sit for 5 minutes, and then you start kneading it again, then you let it sit for another 5 minutes, then you start kneading again? So the Gemara has the same lush, and shears ma'asha yitztarfum. But that's a different shayla. That's a chemical reaction. Chimutz is a chemical reaction. It corresponds to something in Metzius. It was just a halachic suffix. Shius ma'ashe yistarfu. Does it pass on mitam shia? That's a suffix. So we go the chumrah. Then shavim yetziman, and we learned the taisus, the long taisus before. The Rashi understood the taisus was on lamina base. The Rashi understood shia b'mir basra. And the Balei HaTosfos said that's impossible. They didn't like it. But the Ramah is machmal like Rashi. Shir b'mir basra pasos. Okay, ginuk. Then we started the next Mishnah. Shochas haveshet. Pasuk is hagageres. Usually it's the reverse, Rashi writes. Usually the kun is on the outside. But you can put your fingers there and see to it that the veshet will be protruding. So you can cut the veshet first. Shochet. By Shechitas Of, if you shecht one simen, that's the whole story of Shechita. By Bemi, you have to shecht both. So what if you only shechted one simen and you let the animal die a natural death? That's a machleg. So Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yeshevov, whether the animal is an avela. So Rabbi Kiva originally, after a while, the Mishnah says, Hodolo Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva backed out. The Gemara says, Kan Kodim Chazor, Kan Lacha Chazor. Before Rabbi Kiva backed out, his opinion was that if you shecht either the kona or the veshet by the behema, you finish the shechita, but it's not going to be muta b'achila. It'll be a trefa. If you don't shecht the second simen, it'll be a trefa, but it won't be an avela. A trefa, shechita's trefa, is metame in the avela. If it's an avela, it's metame tumas navela also. So the original shechita of Rabbi Kiva was that shechita by behema is also simen echad. Shecht one simen, you let the animal die natural death, or you do chaloda on the second simen, or you do a shehiyah in between the first simen and the second simen. Rabbi Kiva's opinion is that that's a trefa. We don't pass on like Rabbi Kiva here, because chosabo Rabbi Kiva, hodolo Rabbi Kiva. Kiva backed out, he agreed with the Tana Rabbi Yeshevov. Yeshevov, I'm a nevet, Rabbi Kiva, I'm a trefa. Why? Klalo am Rabbi Yeshevov, Mishim Rabbi Yeshua, kol shenifsal Rabbi Shechitos and nevelo. If the animal is diseased, then it's a trefa, and shechitas trefa is mitar medein avela. But whenever the psul is in the shechita, then it's avela. V'hodol Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva back down. Fine. So the Gemara has a funny kasha. We're going to give a whole daf discussing this funny kasha. The Gemara says shochnas aveishet v'chulei yoni shechted. The veshet and the kona was nipsuk psukas hakona gageris is the kona, the windpipe. So psukas hagageris is beruba, And the kuvus aveshet is a mashu, if you have a little neck of an aveshet. So the Gemara asked the kashem, shochlis aveshet v'hoto lo Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva backed out from his original shita and agreed with Rabbi Yeshavov that if you have, you only shechted the aveshet, and the corner was nifsak berubai. The corner had a psukas hagageres berubai. So then Rabbi Akiva says that it's going to be unavailable. So the Gemara says, ureminu. But the Mishnah in the beginning of Eilat Treifa says, Eilat Treifa is Bebehema, the Kuvas Aveshet, the Psukas Hagageres. Psukas Hagageres is a Treifa. It's not an Avela. And here he says that it's an Avela. If you have Psukas Hagageres, and you only Shechted the Kona, you only Shechted the Veshet, then here he says that it's an Avela. And there he says that it's a Treifa. So it's a very strong Kasha. So the final answer is going to be Amr Rabbi Yochanan, 15 lines from the bottom. Final answer is like Kasha, Kan Kodim Chazar, Kan Lacha Chazar. Thank you very much. You have to realize that your name is such a big tzaddik. You have to go in the footsteps of that tzaddik. Okay. Akiva Yosef. Have a lot of nachas from all the children.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Very good. So the final answer in the Gemara is going to be Kan Kodim Chazor, Kan Lacha Chazor. The original shita of Rabbi Akiva was that it's a treifa, and that's what it says in the other treifas. They left it, and even though Rabbi Akiva backed out, so the Gemara has a loshen from Mishnah Rishonah Lozozim Emkom. They left that Mishnah, Eilu Treifas. They left that in the Mishnah, even though Rabbi Akiva backed out, and he holds at the end of the day that Psukas Agageres Berubo. So he never did a shchita on the gageres. He only did a shchita on the veshet. The gageres was already nipsika beruba. So kodim chazor, he held that it's a treifa. Lacha chazora, he held that it's an avela. So that's the final answer that the Gemara has. But till you get to the final answer, so the Amoraim made other suggestions, which are not accepted. What are the other suggestions? Omar Rava on the top line. Omar Rava loy kasha. He wants to make it that in the final version of Rabbi Akiva, there's a difference. We assume the Mishnah in Eilat Treifas is Kodim Chazora, and we don't paskin like that. You paskin Psukas HaGageres Beruba is an Avela, it's not a Treifa. Omer, Rabba Loi Kasha, Kanshe Shochet Vele B'Sof Pasach, Kanshe Pasach Vele B'Sof Shochet. Which way? Which way? Which way is it an Avela? Which way is it a Treifa? So he spells it out. Shochet, it's a little counterintuitive. I would have said just the reverse. But Rabba gives the answer in his direction. Shochet Vele B'Sof Pasach. First he shechts the veshet, and then psukas hagageres bipsul. So then, that's called nipsul abishchitahi. So then it's going to be an avela. But if it had psukas hagageres from last week, from yesterday, if pasak will abisav shachat, it already had psukas hagageres by itself, and then he shechts it. So that's like a dover achigaram lali posal domi, and then it's going to be a trefa. So he says, the Mishnah in the beginning of Eilat Treifas that says, Nifsika HaGageres Beruba is a Treifa, and Shchitas Treifa is Mitar Medein Avela. That's if it was Nifsika HaGageres HaKach Shocha. But if in the act of Shchita, he shechts first the Veshet, and then he does a Psukas HaGageres, so that's called Nifsul HaBeshchita. Nifsul HaBeshchita is going to be an Avela. That's what Rava suggests. So Rav Acha Bar Huna is not happy with Rava's prat, and he asked him a kasha. It's Rav Acha Bar Huna le Rava. It says in the Mishnah, Shochel is Aveshah the Pasach Kagageres, or Pasach is Hagageres, Vakal Shochel is Aveshah Nevel. It says either direction. So it says Beferish. Pasach is Hagageres first, Vakal Shochel is Aveshah second. It says in our Mishnah, Naman Aleph, that it's in the Velum. And you're telling me that if the Psukas Hagageres occurred first, didn't happen in the Hemshech of the Shechita, then it should be a Treifa. So your teretz is against the Mishnah. So Rava defends his suggestion, and he answers, Ema, say like this, you should correct the Mishnah. When it says Shochat, when it says Pasach is HaGageres, V'Hakach Shochat is HaVeshet, it doesn't mean V'Hakach, it means a Kvar Nishchat HaVeshet from before. Ema, say like this, you should reinterpret the Mishnah. What it means is a kvar shochet is aveshet. He had already shechted the veshet main korim. At first he shechts the veshet, and then pasak hagageres. So it's in the middle of the shechita, then it's nevela. Omalei, so Rav Acha Bar Huna asks back to Rabbah, What in the world are you talking about? Shtei tshuvas b'dov, you're wrong on two accounts. Chora, number one, the Hanukkah Maisa. The Mishnah has two cases. Our Mishnah, Anomen Aleph, has two cases. It says beferish. Shochanes haveshet, and posikas hagageres. Or the other case, posikas hashochanes haveshet. Has both cases. What are you telling me? They're both the same. They both mean shochanes haveshet first, for posikas hagageres. It doesn't fit into the Mishnah. Mishnah has two beferish, two different cases. So that's what he says. Shtei tshuvas b'dover. Rabbi's interpretation does not fit into the Mishnah. Chora number argument number one, the Hanukkah Maisa. That's the first case. So what does the Mishnah say the same case twice? Vod kasha number two, it says beferish v'achakach shochat. It doesn't say ukvan nishchat habesh. It says v'achakach shochat. So what Rabbi's answer is wrong. So Rabbi tried a different answer. Elam Rabbi has a different suggestion. When it says ve'elu treifos today. When you ask a person, you go to a product in the store, let's say there's a cookie, so you ask, is it treifa? How can it be treifa? It's not an animal. Treifa only applies to, let's say, cook bas b'chalav. You say it's treifa. Treifa is a Yiddishism. It's a Yiddishism that it's a slang expression, means food is non-kosher. Treifa means, America is a treifa medina. But everything is treif? No, it means everything is no good in America. The Jews didn't want to come to America. It's a treif in Medina. It doesn't mean treif. Technically speaking, there's a treif and there's an avela. But Rav says when the Mishnah starts elu treifos, it does mean treif as opposed to avela, and shchitas treif and metarim de avela. It means elu treif, the following animals are treif and they're not kosher. Some of them will be treif and some of them will be avelas. So it doesn't really contradict Rabbi Ki. Doesn't contradict what Rabbi Akiva said over here. The Stam Mishnah is usually a Rabbi Akiva. The Mishnah Eilu Treifas is Rabbi Akiva also. But it doesn't mean in the Mishnah that it's a treif as opposed to an avel. No, it'll be an avel taka. Treif is a melitza. Already in the days of the Tanoim, they had that slang expression. Food that's not kosher was called a treif. Elam HaRav, so Rav gives a different answer. When it says Eilu Treifas, what it really means, Eilu Asuris Katani. Yeshman treif, Yeshman nevela, Yeshman treif. Some of them will be nevela, some of them will be treif. Feg di Gemara, is that true? The Mishnah is listing off all the non-kosher, all the animals, kosher animal. They didn't say pork, they didn't say elephant's meat, they didn't say horse's meat. That's a non-kosher animal. They gave cases where the shechita, there was something improper with the shechita. Sometimes it's so improper the animal will be a nevela. And sometimes it's a little bit improper and the animal will be a treifa. But it's labdavke elu treifa. Some of them will taka be nevel. So the Gemara says, really, if the Mishnah includes all non-kosher animals because there's something wrong with the shechita, correct the Gemara, so why doesn't it include the following two cases? Lechshanami de chizkia. Why doesn't the Mishnah include chizkia? Then, dama chizkia, I saw a gistra and a vela. You take a knife and you cut the animal in half. You didn't do it. It's an avela. Of course an avela. He never cut the neck. Gistra means he just cut the whole animal in half. It'll be an avela. Or nechshanami de Reb Lazar, Am Reb Lazar, nitl yerch v'chol shalo an avela. While the animal is alive, sometimes if you have a broken leg, or you have a leg was removed, so then it'll be a treifa. But sometimes, nitl yerch v'chol shalo, if so much is missing, a leg is missing, plus a big chunk and the goof of the animal is missing. That's worse than a treifa. That'll be an avela, and ein shechitas metarasim dein avela. So if you're telling me, Rav's second suggestion to answer this theory in the Mishnayos was, then when it says in the Mishnah, le treifas, it's not a technical term that means treifas, means non-kosher. So why doesn't the Mishnah mention asor gistra, and dildi erech v'chol shlo should say these also, if you include nevelas as well? So the Gemara suggests an answer. No, Rav is still insisting that his pshat is feasible. Kikatani nevela. When does a Mishnah include in the statement Eilu Treifas? It includes also nevelas. That's only a nevela d'amitam mechayim. Because in that sense, it's like a treifa. A treifa while it's walking around is not a nevela mechayim. It's a treifa. If you take that milk, the milk will be also yotzim and atami tami. Yotzim not only the milk from an elephant is treif, not only the milk from a pig, the milk from a cow, That's a trefa. I can recognize the animal as a broken leg. It's a trefa mechaim. The milk will be osip. But the flesh of the animal is not metame mechaim. Masha'inikain, the two cases of Rablosa in Chizkiya, while the animal is alive, it's considered as if it's dead. It's metame mechaim, the Gemara says. Maybe that's the reason why the Mishnah didn't list it. Mishnah lists elu trefas. If you'll shecht the animal, I'll declare that you're not allowed to eat it because it's a trefa. Included is also a nevela, psukas hagageres. While it's alive, it's not metameh, but after you'll do a shechita, it'll be considered a nevela. But the Mishnah is not going to include nevela mechaim. That's metameh mechaim. So the Gemara said, maybe that's the reason. The Yonam Rava's answer is right. Rava's suggestion is right. That when it says elu trefas, it's not so meduyak means trefa as opposed to nevel. Nevel is also included, but we're not going to include a nevel and mechaim. That's why it didn't say Chizkiya's case and Rabbi Loza's case. That's the Gemara's suggestion. And for the Gemara, ki katani, Rav is defending his pshat in the Mishnah. When does the Mishnah include nevel and the Mishnah nevel trefa? It's only a nevel and lo metam and mechaim. Av nevel and metam and mechaim lo katani. That's not included. Sure. So Rav gave that suggestion. And Rish Lakish gave a different suggestion. Rava lived in Bavel, Rish Lakish lived in Eretz Yisrael. The Rish Lakish had a different suggestion. Let's say Nifsika Hagageris. And then he shechts. So what Mishnah says that it's a trefa? And over here it sounds like it's a nevela. So when is it a nevela? What is it? The exact same thing. It's a contradiction. So Rish Lakish says it depends. When he does the shechita, is he cutting in the place where the chatach is? Or does he cut higher or lower? In which direction does it? In which direction do you say it's a nevela? In which direction do you say it's a trefa? So he spells it out. Shachem makam chatach is considered nifsula b'shchitei. But if he cuts shalom makam chatach, then it's like the overach garam lo lipasim. Then it's only called the trefa, not a nevela. So an arbitrary chiluk, a difficult chiluk. The Gemara says, does that make sense? Miyomer eshlok yishachi. Is that a correct answer? That's what Rish Lakish holds. V'amar Rish Lakish shochet es hakone. What does he say? Shochet es hakone. The kone is usually normal. Kone is on the outside and the veshen is behind. So the kone is the windpipe, and the bottom of the windpipe is connected with the lung. And the veshen is the food pipe. At the bottom of the food pipe, the food goes into the stomach, then it goes into the intestines. So he says, one type, there are many different types of trefas. Here and there, pages and pages and pages of trefas. So the trefas on the lungs. So let's say a nekev in the rear, you have a puncture in the lobes on the lungs, that's going to be a trefa. So Rish Lakish said, Chiddush, shochet es hakone, if you shechted the windpipe, so now the lungs are no longer attached to the animal. So if a nekev developed in the lungs after you shechted the kone, before you shechted the veshet, so he says, that doesn't bother me. The kone is already removed from the animal. Once you shecht ruba kukul of the windpipe, the kone is considered like it's detached. As if the lung with the whole windpipe is not attached to the, it isn't attached to the animal. It's only attached to the animal through the windpipe. And once the windpipe was cut ruba kukulai, so the lung's no longer attached. So if the nekev develops in the lobes of the rea, it can't make it a trefa. That's what he says. V'amar Rish Lakish, Rish Lakish made another statement. Shochet hakone v'chakach nikvar riak sheira. Why? Amma, what do you see? We assume kaman, the man chabid dikul adamya. Once you shech the windpipe, the whole lungs, all the lobes of the lungs that come out on the bottom of the windpipe, are considered as if it's no longer attached to the animal. As if the lung of the animal is sitting in a basket. As if it weren't here anymore. Is totally detached. So just like you said over there, command the man chabit, the kula damya. The one should say the same over here. By what? By what? What was Rish Lakish's suggestion? That they said it's a contradiction in the two statements of Rish Lakish. Originally, Rish Lakish gave a suggestion. Rish Lakish amar, kan sheshochet b'makom chatach, kan sheshochet, but what? If he shechts b'makom chatach, then it's nifsal of b'shchita, then it's going to be nevela. But if he shechts, yeah, psukas hagageres, berubai, that's going to be a trefa. So if he shechts higher and lower, doesn't shecht over there, then it's like nifsal of psulmi, makam acher, it'll only be a treifus. So the Gemara said, what are you talking about? Once roiv of the gargaris is nifsaka gargaris beruba, so it's considered as if the whole lung, the whole windpipe, is kemanda mancha bedikulidam. All you need is roiv, beruba kukulid. So how can you say that if you're going to shecht in the same location, you're going to make it nevela? If you shecht higher or lower, it'll only be a treifa. That's ridiculous. The animal doesn't have a lung. You're only shechting the veshet. You've only shecht one simon. It's going to be an avela. How can you say in such a case, if you shecht high or low, it's going to be a treifa? How can it be a treifa? Once you have ruba kukula of the corner or the veshet, that organ, if they did roiv of the veshet, so the stomach with the intestines are considered command the manach b'dikula dami. If it's nifsaka hagageres beruba, they're considered as if the lungs are command the manach b'dikula dami. So how can you say shechita is chal on a lung that's not attached to the animal? That's ridiculous. Just like he says kiman machem v'dekula by nikvu hareya after shechita sakonim, achanami over here kiman mancha b'dekula dami. How can Rish Lakish say that in such a case it'll only be a treifa? You're shechting an animal. You're only doing a shechita on the veshet. You're not doing a shechita on the kone, because the kone is no longer attached to the animal. So the Gemara scratches out that suggestion of Rish Lakish. It's dead wrong. It's la nitan lahayomim. So what's talking the answer to the contradiction? Rabbi's suggestion doesn't hold any water. It just doesn't fit into the Mishnah. And Rish Lakish backed out, obviously, from his suggestion. Gemara says it contradicts the other thing Rish Lakish said. So the real answer is what Rabbi Yechanan said. Kan karim chazar, kan lacha chazar. When Mishnah lo zazam im koim, in the early days before Rabbi Akiva backed out, so they started saying over the machlokes of Yeshabav and Rabbi Akiva. He said, according to Rabbi Akiva, if you only do shechita on one simen, and the other simen, you let the animal die natural death, the animal will be a treifa, won't be an avela, and shechita's treifa is mitai midei nevela. So that Mishnah that says, psukas ha-gageres beruba, is a treifa, was kodim chazar. That was the original version of Rabbi Akiva. Aye, but the Mishnah says, behold the Lord, Rabbi Akiva, Akiva backed out. Lacha chazar. Yeah, here it says lacha chazar. But the opening Mishnah in Perikei the Treifis is from Koidim Chazar, and they left it like that to remember that Rabbi Akiva used to hold the other sheet. They used to disagree with Rabbi Yeshua. That's the final answer. Rabbi Yechon's answer. Kan Koidim Chazar, kan lacha chazar. When Mishnah lois osam emkam, and the Talmidim still say over the Mishnah, Eilu Treifis, it's a little bit not meduyak, because a psukas hagageris beruba is worse than a treifa. It's an avela. Not a treifa. It'll be metame. Fine. The Gemara goes back. Gufa Amar Rab Shimon Ben Lakish. Sometimes the Gemara says Gufa, sometimes the Gemara says Amamar. Whenever the Gemara quotes a Mishnah or a Braisa or a Memra, and then they discuss that. Now they want to go back to discuss a certain detail. So sometimes they'll introduce it by saying Gufa, and sometimes they'll introduce it by saying Amamar. When do they say Gufa? It's the exact same thing. When will they say Gufa and when will they say Amamar? So Rashi writes, Omamar is more respectful. Omamar, the rabbi, the master, said, so whenever we're going back to quote Tana in a Mishnah or a Braisa, we will say Omamar. When it's a member of an Amora, like over here, Gufa Amar Rish Lakish, a member of an Amora. So whenever it's a member of Amora, then they'll say Gufa. Whenever it's a Mishnah or a Braisa, they'll say Omamar. There are a lot of Gemaras where it's not correct. So Rashi says, those are exceptions to the rule. The Ad Malachi is an encyclopedia that was written in this, by Sfardi. Yad Malachi lived in Italy, I think, the same time as the Chidor lived in Italy. They corresponded with each other. He was also writing encyclopedias. There was quite a few encyclopedias. Halacha and Kabbalah and all kinds of things. Midrash Torah and Midrash Hashem. So the Yad Malachi thinks there are so many exceptions to the rule. He thinks the rule is the reverse from Rashi. That whenever it says Gufa, they're referring back to a Tana, a Mishnah, or a Brice. Whenever it says Amamar, they're referring to an Amar. And the others are exceptions to the rule. Who says it has to be a rule? Rashi holds the rule is Amamar is more respectful. When they're going back to quote a Mishnah or a Brice, they say Amamar. When it's Gufa here, Gufa Amar Shlokish, a member of an Amar. So our Gemara follows Rashi. And Rashi says all the other Gemaras that are not so, that's exceptions to the rule. Yeah, Malachi thinks the reverse from Rashi, and in this Gemara is an exception to the rule. But it's Lamal of Lamari. Okay, doesn't make a difference. just in reading the Gemara. Is there really a difference between Amar and Gufa? So what does the Gemara say? Gufa Amar Ish Lakish, Shachris Akana V'chachach Nikfa Harik Shera. That's an interesting insight, because once you shech, the Kana is always first, normally, unless you pull out the Veshet. Once you shech the Kana, so the Re is no longer attached to the animal. How can he say Nikuvus Hareya? If a puncture, a hole is punctured in the lungs, after the lungs no longer attached to the animal, it's a good svar that it can't make it into a trefa. So Rava says that's only in one direction. Amar Rava lo amar shlokish. Shlokish only said ella bereya halachai reya tluy bekana. Avol bebnei meyayim lo. Let's say you shech the dekana, so the lungs are no longer attached to the animal, but the stomach and the kishkas are still attached to the animal. So if you have a nekev in the bnei meyayim, that'll still make a trefa, because the bnei meyayim and the stomach are still attached to the veshet. I didn't shech the veshet yet. Rish Lakish only said in one direction. If you shech the rubai of the kone, so the rei is no longer attached to the animal. So a nekev in the rei doesn't bother me, because the rei is in mancha b'dikula damya. But if it would be a nek after shechning the kone, a nekev develops a bnei meyayim, that would bother me. That would make it into a trefa. Great. Makes a lot of good sense. Freg the Gemara, maskif la Rab Zera, meyachash and all the basim on a trefa, he tartum, even though it developed a nekev in the reya, you say it doesn't bother me because you're holding in the middle of the shchita. So mali b'rei, mali b'bnei meyayim. Why should you make a difference between the lungs and the kishke? Why? It's obvious why. Because when you shech the kona, the lungs are no longer attached. What kind of an argument is that? Very strange argument. The Gemara is going to come out that it's not. Reb Zera's argument is not correct. Rava's memory is correct. Rish Lakish is cooler. Only makes sense if a nekev develops in the reya after shechting the kone, because the reya is only attached to the rest of the animal via the kone. So once you shech the kone, the reya is not attached. So of course a nekev in the reya can't make it a trade. But a nekev in the bnei meyayim, well, the bnei meyayim are still attached to the animal. We'll make it a trade. So that's what this to the taina of Reb Zera is a shvacha taina. We don't accept this taina. What Rava said is correct. That Rish Lakish to the memra only applies if nikvah harei. It doesn't apply nikvah b'nei meyayim. Then the Gemara says, and Reb Zera himself backed out from the taina that he had because it didn't make any sense. But the Reb Zera himself backed out. How do you know? The boy Reb Zera, he had an ibaya. What's the din in the following case? I shechted the kona. And then nikvu b'nei meyayim. So when you shechted the kona, everything is fine. When you shecht the veshet, the animal is already a trefa, because nikvu b'nei meyayim bein simen l'simen. Nikvu b'nei meyayim and simen l'simen, in between the kona and the veshet, and that can develop them the meyayim. And he's assuming, like Rava said, that the nikvah b'nei meyayim after shchitas koneh will make the animal into a trefa, because the b'nei meyayim are still attached, because the veshet is still attached. So he has a suffix, will the shchita be mitar m'dei nevelo or not? What's the shayla? Mi mitzav semerishon l'sem shen l'tar m'dei nevelo or lo? Why? Because when you shechted the semerishon, the animal was not yet a trefa. So the shchita was a shchita both lahate b'achila as well as mitar m'dei nevela. When you shecht the simen sheni, by then the animal became a trefa. So this shechting the veshet is only going to be considered a shchita legabel tar m'dei nevela. It will not be considered a shchita legabel lahate b'achila. So Gemara says, and by shchitas b'emi, you need a tzirup between the shchitas akona and the shchitas aveshet. So that's his sofik. Can you be mitzarif the shchita of the kona and the veshet? Yosef on the kona, the first thing that he shechted, it was a shchita both the time of the nevela and lahate b'achila, and the shchita on the veshet was only the time of the nevela, not lahate b'shchita, lahate b'achila. So that's Reb Zera Zibaya. Can you be mitzarf the shchita of the two simonim, since they're really incommensurate? The shchita on the first simon on the kona was good both the time of the nevela and lahat b'achila. Shchit on the veshet was not good lahat b'achila, because it was nikva b'nei meyayim. So the Gemara says that sofik of Reb Zera is not a very, very similar. So similar to Ilfa's sofik. Ilfa, the Gemara tells the story. Ilfa learned in Eretz Yisrael. He learned Bacharusim with Rabbi Yechanan. Then the Gemara has, they were very poor, and they both decided to leave the yeshiva to go make a living, to go become a lawyer, whatever. So they took lunch along, and they're going to go to the big city to go get a job to make them. Why should they live in poverty? So when they stopped under a bridge, they stopped and they watched until the Siddhaim to eat their sandwiches. So they heard the angels. So Rabbi Yechanan heard the angels talking to each other. These two boys left the yeshiva. They deserved the death penalty. We're going to kill them. So Rabbi Yechanan says to Ilfa, did you hear that? He says, hear what? He's eating a sandwich. What did you hear? So he realized that Min HaShemayim, the angels want him to hear. They don't want Ilfa to hear. Rabbi Yechanan says, I changed my mind. I'm going to go back to the yeshiva. You go travel the whole world. So Ilfa traveled around and he made $1 million, whatever. He went into business and Rabbi Yechanan went back to the yeshiva. And by the time Ilfa came back to the yeshiva, he was a rich man. He made a lot of money in business. And Rabbi Yechanan was appointed Rosh Yeshiva. And when Ilfa came back, the Gemara in Tainus tells the story. Ilfa came back, he says, I would have been appointed Rosh Yeshiva. I was stronger than him in learning. I would have been appointed. So he says, while I was traveling, I was also learning. He was learning Mishnais like a good balabas. He was learning Mishnais during his travels. So, but Rabbi Yechanan was sitting in the base medrash the whole time. He wasn't doing any business at all. So Ilfa said in the yeshiva, ask me any shaila, and I'll be poshut everything from the Mishnais that I learned. Everything in the Tosefta, everything that Rabbi Yechanan learned when I wasn't here, everything you can figure it all out from the Mishnais. The Gemara says they were asking him different shaylas. He was being poshut all the shaylas from the Mishnais. That's this Ilfa. He started off as a chavrusa of Rabbi Yechanan, and then he decided to go into business. So when he was still in learning, before he became a businessman, so the Gemara says, he had an Ibai, boy Ilfa. There's a pasuk in Chumash, Basa basara trefa lo sachel. What is it referring to? So the Rambam says there are different kinds of trefas. Let's say that we had before, nikvu b'nei me'ayim. So that's not called basa basada trefa. That's trefa lo sachel. Animal is a trefa. What trefa is called basa basada trefa? So the Rambam says basa basada trefa is if it's a drusa. If the animal was clawed, the sheep or the goat or the cow or the steer was clawed on its neck or on the stomach by a fox or by a cat, by a bigger animal, and it may have made it into a trefa, may have caused the goat or the sheep to become a trefa. So that's called drusa. There's drusa and there's drusa. We discussed it the other day. Drusa is if you cut down like this, without fiddling back and forth. That's one of the chamish el cheshchita. She drusa chalada agrama vika. Drusa is if the animal, the sheep or the cow, was clawed by a fox, a bigger animal. So the Rambam writes that that's pshuto shamikra basam asara treifa lo sachelu. If the animal became a treifa basada when it was attacked by a different animal, by a fox, attacked it. But the Gemara has an additional level of interpretation that basada means whenever the basa was yotzu chutzlim chitzasai. Kimish yotzu basa chutzlim chitzasai ne'asar. What's an example of basa yotzu chutzlim chitzasai? So let's say you have bisar kachi kachim and you took it out of the azar. So you can't eat it, it's nifsal b'yotzu. You have to take it back into the azar. Even if it's back in the azar, once you took it out of the azar, nifsal b'yotzu. That's if it's kachikachim, the mokam achila and the zman achila is more restricted. The more mekudush it is, the more susceptible it is to psul. So kachikachim only nechu yom v'layla at chatzos, and the mokam is the azar. So if you take a chutz lazara, or you kept it over after yom v'layla at chatzos, then it'll become noiser, then it'll become pasul. Let's say you have kachim kalams, kachikam, the mokam is the whole Yerushalayim. And the zman is normally, usually it's going to be shnei yamim v'layla echad for shlomim. There are some exceptions to the rule of kachim kalim, which only nechu yom v'layla echad. But normally, the normal kachim kalim is a shlomim, so shnei yamim v'layla echad. So when will it be basa sheyatza chutzlim chitzasa? If you take the shlomim chutzli v'shalayim. What's another example of Yotzo Chutzlam Chitzasai? If you have a mincha that you took it out, a mincha is a kachi kachim. Let's say Shiari, he did kmitza on the mincha, and then you makta the kaimitz on the mizbech. So the Shiari ha-mincha is kachi kachim. You take a chutzla zora, it'll be nifsel b'yotz, even if you bring it back in adla, into the azor. Kind of an adla'ri, but that's not basa. There is no lava of basa Shiotzo Chutzlam. Only applies to Misar kachi kachim and misar kachim kam. So what's another example of Yotzo Chutzlam Chitzasai? The Gemara says a ben pekua. There's a din. If there's a pregnant cow and you shecht it, so the shechit on the mother is chal on the uber. The Rambam writes a funny lashon. Muta lishchad is ham uberis. Uber yerachim. What? Muta lishchad is ham uberis. Well, that's not in the Gemara. The Gemara says when you shecht the uberis, is the shechit chal on the uber. So the uber doesn't even need shechita. No one raised the question whether mutar lishchad is ham uberis. What kind of a lashon is that? That's a polemic against the Karaites. The Rambam lived in Egypt. He was blessed with a lot of cursed Karaim there, who gave him a hard time. So they said, you're not allowed to shech the behemah uberis. Says osav yezbenoi, osav yezbenoi lo sishchatu b'yamecha. We hold not so. The Rambam writes mutar lishchad is ham uberis. That's not a violation of osav yezbenoi. It's violated if you do a shechita on the mother and you do a shechita on the vlad. Do two different shechitas, but you do one shechita, kill two birds with one stone, you kill shech the behemah uberis. Of course, it's mutar lishchad ham uberis. But the Rama had to write it, that they said that that's oisav yezbenoi. So if you shech the behemah ham uberis, so that's called ben pekua, the shechita on the mother is chal on the uber. So that's only if the whole, the entire uber is inside the rechem ha'em. What if the uber is hosi yodo, and at the time of shechita, the leg, one of the legs, or one limb, whatever, one limb of the ben pekua is out. The Gemara says, not only if the time of shechita the mother, let's say the uber was hotzi eiver, and then he brought the eiver back in, and at the time that I shech the mother, the whole uber is inside the rechem ha'eim. But one eiver of the uber had already been protruded outside of the rechem. So the weep, that's a shayla, and the Gemara later, and the perek after behemam kashi, the fourth parak, right after Eilu Treifis, Behemam Kasha, oh no, it's not the next parak. Next parak is also as below, then Kisa Wiz. Wiz Behemam Kasha? Oh, the fourth parak, yeah. So Behemam Kasha is all about Ben Pekur. If you shech the mother, the shechit is chal on the uber. So if the uber had stuck out a limb, even if it brought the limb back, before you shech the mother, the shechit is only going to be chal on that part of the uber that was inside the rechem all along. The part that stuck out is called basoda. Kimish yotza basa chutzim chitzosai is ne'asar. So boy, ilfa had a suffix. Chutz uber, it's the other main simon, the simon. What if you shech the kona? Normally you shech the kona first, but the kona is on the outside. And then chutzi uber a limb, and then you shech the second simon. So the Torah considers the Eva Sheyotza Basa Basoda Trefa Lo Sachelu has an Isa Lava of Trefa on it. So the Shechita on the mother is Chalan, the part of the Uber that's inside the Rechem that never left. So the Shechita is Mate Bachilo. The part of the Uber that did leave, even if it was brought back before I shot the mother, that part is called the Trefa. So Shechita's Trefa is not Mate Bachilo, but Shechita's Trefa is Mitar Mdei Nevelu. So he has a Suffolk. If the uber was hotzi yodo before I shechted the simarishan, before I shechted, normally I shechted the kana first, then the veishet after, because the kana is in front of the veishet. So if the uber was hotzi yodo before I shechted the kana, before everything, so the shechita, both the shechita of the kana and shechita of the veishet, was only a shechita strefa vis-a-vis to be mitar midei nevelu. Even the Semarishan wasn't going to be a shechita to be mata b'achilu when it gets to the Eva Sheyotz. When it gets to the chelik of the uber that's inside the never went out, it's a full shechita. It's a shechita to be mata b'achilu and a shechita to be mitar midei nevelu. But when it gets to the Eva Sheyotz, so if the Eva was yotz before he shechted the first simon, so the shechita is only the shechita on the two simonim is only chal on the Eva, vis-a-vis the time of the nevela, because the chumash calls it a trefa. So Just like Shechita Strefa Metam Nenevev. So his boy Ilfa had a Shaila, a Chakira. He left the yeshiva, became a businessman, but he still had Chakiras like a yeshiva bacha. So he had a Shaila. What's the din if you shechted the kone before the limb stuck out? So the Shechita Sakana was good for the entire Uber, including the Aver, because nothing was Yotzi yet. It was chal both lahate b'achila and the time day nevel. And then hotzi uber aver echad ben simon le simon. Then when he shechts the second simon, so the shechita is the shechita on the second simon is a full fledged shechita for the rest of the uber that's inside the rechamaim, both lahate b'achila and the time day nevel. And vis a vis the aver sheyotza, even if it came back before he shechts the second simon, when he gave the aver sheyotza, it's only a shechita the time day nevel. It's not a shechita the hata v'achila. So that was Ilfa Sofik. Can you be mitzar for the two shechitas together to say that at least it's mitzar the limb v'day nevel? Maybe since the simon kama was a stronger din of shechita, it was even a shechita the hata v'achila, and the simon basra the veishet usually comes after the kana. The shechita zaveishet was only a shechita vis-a-vis the time day nevel. Maybe the two can't be mitzvah from Yachad, and the Eva Sheyotza is not even Tohar Tumas Nevela. Maybe it has Tumas Nevelas. It's a funny suffix. If the Uber would have stuck out the leg before you started anything, then it's no problem. Then we know the Shechita is Chal Legamri vis-a-vis the Uber that's inside, and the Shechita is only Chal. Both Simanim are both Chal Legabri the Eva Sheyotza, like Shechita's Trefa will be Matam Dei Nevela. But here, because it's more Chal, it didn't stick out the leg before you shechted the first simon. Stuck out the leg, the uber stuck out its leg in between the first simon and the second simon. So the first shechita and the first simon was good. Then you get the leg, both lahat v'achila and the time then available. And then by the time comes the second simon, then it's only a shechita legabi the eva sheyotza vis-a-vis the time then available. So that was ill for suffering. Maybe that makes it worse. Maybe it can't be mitzvah. So that's the same shailas over here. The exact same shaila that Rab Zera, boy Rab Zera, nikva b'nei me'ayim, if you shech simen kama and then nikva hareya, so that's not a problem at all. Nikva hareya, because the reya is already command the man chabid nikula damir. But if nikva b'nei me'ayim, Rab Zera said the same as Rava. Nikva b'nei me'ayim, Rish Lakish is not going to say that it doesn't bother me. No, it'll be a treifa. But when he shech the dekane. When he shechted the kone, the animal was perfect. It wasn't even a trefa. In between the shechita of the kone and the shechita of the veshet, then the bnei me'ayim developed a nekev. Someone made a nekev in the bnei me'ayim. So it comes out that the shechita of the second simen was only chal on the animal with respect to the time of the nevel. Shechita of the first simen was chal on the holy animal, on the entire animal, with respect to both. So Reb Zera's Chakira is very similar, Lav Haina de Ula, the Lav Haina de Ilfa. That's the same suffix that Ilfa had. Can you mitzarf the Shechita of the Simen Kama with the Shechita of the Simen Basra, if the Shechita of the Simen Kama was more than the Simen Basra? Shechita of the Simen Kama was going to even be Mata Bachila. Simen of the Shechita of the Simen Basra was only going to be Matam Dein Avela. So do you say the lowest common denominator, they're both good in Matam Dein Avela? The Shechita of the Simen Kama is even better. It should have been Matam Achila. But by the time he did the Shechita of Simen Basra, the animal was already a trefa. Or should I say no, since they're incommensurate, the Simen Kama was a full Shechita, even a Hatab Achila. Simen Basra was only a Shechita in Matam Dein Avela. So since it's so different, you can't be Mitzar Fad Yachad. But that's what the Gemara says, that the suffix of Reb Zera, Dikvan b'nei me'ayim, and similar, suffix of Ula, of Hotzi Uber Asiyoda, and similar, Mao. It's identical suffix. In Mitzav Samarish, and Sim Shan, and Tam Danive, loy, loy. So that's what the Gemara says. You see that Reb Zera backed out from what he said before. Before Reb Zera argued with Rava, he said, why do you say that if Nikvu b'nei me'ayim, after the Shechita of the Koneh, it will become a treifa? I should say, it doesn't even become a treifa. I should say, Kemana Malcha B'dikula Dem. So Rabbi said, what are you talking about? Kemana Malcha B'dikula, if you shech the kone, the reyes Kemana Malcha B'dikula, but not the veisha. The veisha is still attached to the animal. So that's what the Gemara says. When the fact that Rav Zera had a suffix, Akanoi Boilan Ela Tamdein Avela, Bachila Asura. You see, Rav Zera backed up from what he said originally. He attacked Rava. Why do you distinguish between Nikfu B'nei Me'ayim and Nikfu Areh? Should be the same. You should say Kamancha B'Tula and everything. Gemara says, no, Rav Zera himself backed out. He agrees. Only say Kamana Mancha B'Tula. If you Shech Tikone, say Kamana Mancha B'Tula on the Reya. And if you Shech the Devation first, then you would say Kamana Chamancha B'Tula on the stomach and on the B'nei Me'ayim. But if you shechted the kone, why should you say command mancha b'dekula on the b'nei me'ayim? The b'nei me'ayim are still attached. So you see Reb Zera back down. Then the Gemara says, how do you really see that he backed omle rabach bar rav le ravina? Dilma le'olam lohadame. Maybe he never backed out. Maybe he sticks to his guns and he holds that if it would be nikvu b'nei me'ayim ben simen the simen, It'll be Kaman Malcha B'Dekula, even on the stomach, even on the B'nei Me'ayim. And maybe Rav Zera's Chakirah, while they met Star from Yachad, maybe it was only the dwar of the Rabba Kamale, but Leila Sfirle, maybe Le Shitosai, he holds the animal as Mutta Bachila. And he only raised the Shaila within Rava. If you accept Rava's distinction between Nikfu B'nei Me'ayim and Nikfu Hareya, that if you Shech Tikona, the Reya is Kaman Malcha B'Dekula Dami, not the B'nei Me'ayim. If you should assume like that, what would the din be? Could it be mitzar with the semikabit? Maybe himself holds not so. Sure. So Gemara says we're not sure. The Pashtus is like Rabbi said. Pashtus is like Rabbi. You only say command mancha b'dekula, that organ that was detached from the animal. Yeah. So now the Gemara has a shaila. The following did. If you shecht an animal, so we have hilcha shechita. So once you shecht the kona and the veshet, then the shechita is obviously, even if the animal is mefarfeses, strictly speaking, it's considered dead because you did a full shechita. For b'nei noyach, there's a din of eid menachai. You're not allowed to feed a b'nei noyach eid menachai. A Jew is not allowed to eat Eid Mechai either, but Eid Mechai, all the other laws of Kasher don't apply to non-Jews, except for this one din of Eid Mechai. So let's say if you shecht an animal and you're detaching, when you shecht the kona, you just detached the reya from the rest of the animal. So that's an Eid Mechai. So for a Jew, it's not an Eid Mechai. Zui shechitasa. That's the way you do shechita. But for a nochri, the Nochri doesn't have Hilcha Shechita. The Nochri doesn't have any Dinim Hilcha Shechita. He's allowed to eat Nevela. So you don't say Shechita, the Shechita is Mata Bachila. Kozman, the animal, is still Mefarcheses. Kozman, the animal, is still jumping around. So it's still alive, and he's not allowed to eat Eid Menachai. When the animal dies, then the Nochri is allowed to eat Nevela. So the Gemara says, Shema Minom, the Reb Shimon ben Lakish, the din the Reish Lakish just said that if Nikvu Hareya, if the Shechita Sakone, it doesn't bother me, Kshere, because Kaman the Mancha be the Kula Damya, that's a Kula, Reish Lakish said a Kula, that Kula will turn out to be a Chumer for Ben Noach. If you did Shechita on the Kona and the Reish, you just detached the Reya and the stomach and the Bnei Me'ayin. So as far as the Nochri is concerned, that's not, Nochri doesn't need Shechita. Nochri has to wait till the animal drops dead. So you detach the Reya with the B'nei Me'ayim, with the stomach, from the animal while it was alive, and it's still jumping around, still in Mefarcheses. So as far as the Ben Noach is concerned, the Reya with the B'nei Me'ayim will be Eid Menachai. Whenever we'll do a Shechita, the Reya with the B'nei Me'ayim will be Eid Menachai. It was detached from the animal while the animal is still alive, and it's not considered dead till a while later, after it stops jumping around. By Yisrael, I say that shechita, that's halach of shechita. So the animal is considered dead after you shecht the roiv kon and the roiv veshet. By Bnei Noach, they don't have any concept of shechita. Shechita is lamalu lamarit. So for them, it should be awesome. So that's what he says. Amar v'achabayank v'shma minom v'dereish lokish. a chiddush comes out. Rish Lakish said a memory lahakil. If nikva b'nei, if nikva hareya, after shchita sakana, before shchita saveshet, so Rish Lakish said, it's not a treifa, because command mancha b'dikula damya. If it's command mancha b'dikula, then it comes out that that's eid melachai for Ben Noach. But he saw it's not because that's the way you do shchita. But for Ben Noach, it comes out. They can't eat the lung and they can't eat the kishka. You're permitted to serve kishka to a Jewish person. You can't feed kishka to a non-Jew. My time, he saw the b'shchita talim l'skem dik b'shchita mal yisa yishechta dekana neveshet ishri l'lohu. That's the din. That's the way you do shchita. But of the kachavim, they don't need shchita. They don't even need nechira. Meisim ela is also muta. The lashon haGemara is not meduyek. The Gemara says, "Ob dekham de benechira sagi lehu." It's not nechira is enough. You say nechira is zui shchitos. Meisim elah is also muta. There's a Tosfos later has a funny opinion that meisim elah is also for bnei Noach. Why should it be also for bnei Noach? Noach is allowed to eat nevela. He may not want to eat it. It may not be healthy. A different story. Animal died a natural death. Maybe he was diseased. But al pidin, we don't accept that. That's in tzadikei or something. Taisa says that Benoch is not allowed to eat Mesa Meilel. So according to that Taisa, it's good why it says of the Chavim, Nechir is Sagilahud. The Nochir only needs Nechir. But the Pashta says not like the Taisa. And Nechir is Sagilahud is Labdavka. Means it doesn't even, he doesn't need Shechita. He doesn't even need Nechir either. Mesa Meilel is also good. Ubi Misa Talia Milsa, the Nochir is only permitted to eat the animal after it's dead, calls man that it's alive. It's an Eid Menachai. You can't bite into an animal. So therefore, honey, the lung or the kishke, when you do shchita and the animal's still jumping around, when you do the shchita on the corner, then the rev becomes an eid melachai. When you do shchita on the veshet, then the bnei meyayim become an eid melachai. So honey, those two, the lung and the bnei meyayim, are keid melachai domi. So the nochri is not allowed to eat it. Achidush, based on Rishlok, Rishlok is said a kula. If nikvu hareya. It doesn't bother me because command the mancha b'dikula dami. So the Gemara says if it's command the mancha b'dikula for bnei Noach, that means that you just made it eid melachai. So the Gemara says Amar Papa have you seen the kind made the rachba yankiv? I was sitting in front of rachba yankiv and shir who boy the eid melei, and I was going to ask him a question. Are you crazy? How can you say such a thing? Be immediately social love chamaser. Is it possible? The bnei Noach only has seven mitzvahs. The Jews have 613 mitzvahs. So everything that's also for Nochri is also for Jew plus more. We have all the Shem mitzvahs plus more. It cannot be that for a Jew it's mutar, for a Goy it's also. The Goyim have more restrictions than the Jews. The Jews have Shem mitzvahs plus more. How can you say for a Goy it's also for a Jew it's mutar? The Jews have more limitations. You have more mitzvahs. You don't have less mitzvahs. That's what he argues. Me, come eat the social of a calm mess. It's impossible. So that's what our Papa says. I was sitting in front of Rabbi Acha Bayanka when he said this, that you're not allowed to feed kishke to a nochri or lung to the nochri. And I was going to react. I received the kamei. Oh boy, the emel. I was going to say this kamei. What is ridiculous? And then I realized, well, I didn't say it. Why? The amina, because I thought to myself, a time of ko'amar. Because he gives an argument that the Yisrael is totally in shchita. So once you shech the kohen neveshet, that is the shchitasa. That's why you do shchita. So of course you're allowed to eat the lung and the stomach. But by bnei Noach, they don't need any shchita. Shchita is irrelevant. So therefore, for them, it will be awesome. It was going to have the taina, and then he didn't advance the taina. But then the Gemara says, Rav Achba Yankov is wrong. There's a beferish of Brisa that says that if it's mutter for the Jew, it's mutter for the goy. Tanya, don't look at Rav Achba Yankov. We have a beferish of Brisa. If you're interested in eating flesh from an animal while it's still alive, you have to shecht it. Shecht the kohen neveshet. Cut off a piece of meat from the neck. Pesach shchita is the neck where you shechted it. Rinse it off. You can't do malicha. You have to do malicha to remove the dam. So he can't do melicha if there's dam on the surface of the piece of meat. So you have to rinse it off, get off all the dam on the surface, and then mocha yofi yofi after salt, then medicha yofi yofi. After the salt absorbs out all of the dam, then you have to rinse off the salt, because the salt is going to be saturated with dam. And then mamtanacha takes an afshava ochlo. And then, what kind of, why do you have to be mamtanacha takes an afshava? Why do you have to be mamten asher teitz in nafsho? We just said that b'yisrael b'shchita talim ilsa. Once you check the kohen neveshet, it's mutter. So Rashi quotes from Sanhedrin daf samach gimel that it says l'soch. There's a difficult pasuk l'soch la'al adam. See the Rashi where it says Sanhedrin daf samach gimel. So what is it? How do you translate l'soch la'al adam? What's pshuto shel mikra? So the Ramban al Torah says pshuto shel mikra. He thinks it's like this by the nochrim the. Anochim da Ovdei Avodizor used to have a practice. They would slaughter an animal and there would be a puddle of dam, and then they thought that somehow the dam, ki adam hu anefesh, the dam keeps the animal alive. So they would, when they would have a puddle of dam on the floor, that they would shecht and the dam shanasham tlibo would come out, they would all sit around and they would practice some Avodizor voodoo, magic, with the dam in the middle. So the Torah says, L'soch lo adam. You're not allowed to do this practice that the Avodah Zarah have, that they eat with the puddle of blood in the middle. So Rabban HaChumash said, that's the Pshutu Shal Mikra. It's referring to some kind of an Avodah Zarah practice that they thought that since the dam keeps Adam on Nevesh, the dam, the blood circulation keeps the animal alive, so they thought it has to, keeping animals alive, has to do with the deity. You can't get life from nothing. There's no spontaneous generation. You have to have a God has to create life. So the fact that blood keeps the animal alive has something to do with a deity. So they used to somehow use this puddle of blood that comes out b'shosh hanashama yotzebo for their religious practice. But then the Gemara says, in addition to the b'shul tushal mikra, there are several additional levels of interpretation in the pasuk. So one additional level of interpretation, l'soch lo adam, l'soch lo kodim, she'tispalo lo adimchem. You're not allowed to eat before you dam shachris. Kodim she'tispalo lo adimchem. The Meiri says, that same Gemara appears in Bab Metzi also. Meiri says, what do you mean? But tefillah b'chol yom, according to most Rishonim, is the Rabbanan. According to the Rambam, the obligation to daven once a day, every day is the Raisa. Tefillah d'Rabbanan means, in fact, you have to daven three times a day. Shachris, mincha, maariv. But to daven once a day is taka deraisis. And Miri says, according to the Rambam, maybe l'soch l'kodim she'tispalalu al dimchem, l'soch l'adam, maybe that interpretation is taka menatur. But according to most of the Rishonim who disagree with the Rambam, that tefillah b'chol yom is only the Rabbanim. Tefillah b'yesh tzara. When there's an epidemic, when there's a mochama, when there's a plague or something, then tefillah is deraisa, when there's a tzara sarabim. But normal tefillah once a day, every day, that's only with the Rabbanim. Akne said, l'soch lo adam, you're not allowed to eat before you dam. The whole institution of davening every day is only, the whole chiyuv to daven is only with the Rabbanan. So the Meiri says, maybe goes, you're not allowed to eat before you say kriyashma. Maybe that's an issa derais. How does it fit into the word al adam? L'soch lo adam. So if it goes on davening, means l'soch lo kodim she'tispalo lo adimchem. Before you pray for your life, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should preserve your life. All right, so that's al adam. But kriyashma, you're not asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to extend your life. Problematic. The Pashto says that not to eat before you daven, that's only an asmachta of the Rabban. What else? The Gemara says, in addition to the Pshuto Shel Mikra that the Ramban said has to do with the voodoo magic of the Avodah Zarah, with the puddle of blood, they will all sit around together. What else is an additional level of interpretation? The Gemara says, Sanhedrin Shehargos HaNefesh, Osalem Litam Kolos HaYom. If they put a person to death, they gave Mrs. Bezdin, so they're not allowed to eat till the end of the day. That's what the Gemara says. When they gave Mrs. Bezdin, they used to do the Mrs. Bezdin towards the end of the day, so they won't have to fast all day. Do the Mrs. Bezdin an hour before the Shkia, so they'll have to fast right now. But you're going to do Mrs. Bezdin at the crack of dawn, and the Shkia is going to be 5:30. They're going to have to fast the whole day. What else? L'soch lo adam. You're not allowed to eat the carbon v'adayin dam b'mizruk. If the dam is still in the klisharis, he won't zerk the dam. That's l'soch lo adam. One else is included. I shechted the animal. You're not allowed to eat from the behemoth. It's not a nisa eiv menachai. Once you did the shechita, it's not a nisa imenachai. But Rashi says it's still a nisa. L'soch lo l'adam. So that's why Rashi is interpreting the brisa. Arotza lechol mebehem akadim shetetzin apsha. The nachim think that it's very healthy. So the Jew wants to also eat from the flesh of the animal that was freshly geshochten before it dies. So you're not allowed to. So it says, when you shech the animal, cut off a piece of meat from the neck that you just shech the mocha, you need hadocha rishayna. Whenever you salt a piece of meat to remove the dam, you need hadocha rishayna to wash off the dam. Then you do malicha yofa yofa to get all the dam absorbed out. And then you need again hadocha achrayna, you need medicha yofa yofa. The Gemara says, whenever you salt meat, you need hadocha rishayna. Before you salt the meat, then you need hadocha achrayna. A lot of the butcher shops, when they do the hadocha rishayna, they soak it. Usually the women soak it. When I was a little boy, my mother had to salt her own meat. And now all the butcher shops salt the meat. And now the children, when they grow up, they never see the mothers salting the meat. But that used to be the practice. So now the butcher shop salts it. A lot of times the butcher will soak the meat, he'll take it out from the sopping water, and he'll throw the salt on right away. That's not proper. You have to wait till it dries off. If you throw the salt on right away, the salt will all dissolve in the water. That's beferish and Shulchan Aruch. Every so often, the butchers don't observe the dinim properly, so they put on the salt too soon. So you have to do malicha. Rishayna, you do malicha yof. You do hadocha rishayna, you do malicha yof yof. You salt it, then you do achdocha. You let it sit in the salt for an hour. Shear mil, however, shear mil, 22 and a half minutes, 18 minutes, whatever. Then medicha yof yof, do hadocha achrayna. And then imam talan shetetze nafsha, not because of Isa Eiv Menachai. No, because of the Isa, l'soch lo l'adam. Kodesh shetetze nafsha, v'ochle, then you're allowed to eat it. And the people thought that it's healthy. Then it says, it doesn't matter, echad avakam, echad yisom b'torim boy. Even a nochri is permitted to eat, and you don't say that it's Eiv Menachai because I detached the flesh from the neck while the animal was still jumping around. I thought it was a good argument. The answer is no. Mi'ika midi. Since for the Jew it's muta, because by the Jew it depends on the shechita. So we say mi'ika midi. The fact that it's muta for a Jew makes it that it's muta for a goy as well. So the Gemara says that's a beferish b'raisa that contradicts Rav Acha Bar Yaakov. According to Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, he said if you all like Reish Lakish, say come on the man chabidi kula damya. So then. Makes it when you shecht an animal, so the lung is an Eiv Menachai for Ben Noach, and the kishkas Eiv Menachai for Ben Noach. Only for a Jew, that's the way you do shechita. But for Ben Noach, it'll be also. So we don't pass on like him, Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, we pass on like the Braisa that it's mutter. And then the Gemara says, the Braisa supports Rav Yehuda Bar Ravin, who said exactly the same on his own. He wasn't aware that there was a Braisa. The Gemara says, Messiah Lei, Rav Yehuda Bar Ravin, Am Rav Yehuda Bar Ravin, Am Rav Yitzchak Bar Hashion. If you want to be healthy, eat this healthy meat. For the neck, right after the shechita, don't wait till next week. Don't wait till a year later, you'll take it out of the freezer. Take the meat when you just shechted the animal a half an hour ago. So this is a big discussion. Do we pass k'miyika midi or not? So there's stiris in the Gemara. Okay. That's what we'll have to discuss. It. Tosa talks about the Mi'ika Midi. Okay. Tomorrow is another day. Famous Gemara. Mi'ika Midi. Oh, tomorrow I have to give an early shiur. What's a good early shiur? 10 o'clock, people are awake?
Yeah.
Leave that out to give a shiur at 10 o'clock. Okay. I have to leave a little early tomorrow.
Professor Diamond asked me to give a shiur to that guy tonight.
Oh, thank you.
Is there a shiur on Tuesday?